Welcome to Conversations on Discipleship. This is your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today is Bishop Robert Brennan. Welcome, Bishop.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Today we're going to continue our conversation and discussion about the bishop's vision for the diocese, which really is a vision that we be disciples of the Lord and that we encounter the Lord. Let us start with prayer in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Help us, O Lord, to encounter Jesus Christ, your Son, this day, that his presence in our life may awaken us to your great blessings and to the joy which you offer us. We ask this through the same Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Bishop, we've been talking about discipleship as really at the heart of your vision for the diocese. And of course, discipleship begins, as you've said a couple times in our conversations, discipleship begins with encountering Jesus.
That's right.
And so in your own way, what is an encounter with Christ?
Well, an encounter with anyone is quite literally bumping up against one another,
mm-hmm.
right? Just coming to meet one another, to share, to talk, to come to know. And so in the encounter with Jesus Christ, it's learning who he is, realizing that he's real, and letting him speak to us and also speak honestly and openly to him. You know, so if to understand encounter, you do have to go to the Gospels. You have to go right to those first apostles and their encounter with the Lord.
So they're really the great model for disciples. They were the first to encounter him. And, you know, and all of those, the stories of, I mean, it seems like we have almost all of the stories of the apostles' first encounter with Christ.
And if you notice, it's usually Jesus who makes the move. It's mm-hmm. Jesus who reaches out. You know, John the Baptist sends some of the, you know, Andrew and John, I think, to Jesus, and they... But it's Jesus who says, come and see, come and follow me. It's Jesus who meets Peter and Andrew and James and John on the boat and says, come, follow me. It's Jesus who looks at into Matthew's eyes, into Levi's eyes, and sees not what nobody else could recognize, but looks into his eyes and says, you, follow me.
Now, where did you get the language of encounter from? You use it with great ease, you know, in your homilies and in your talks and everything. To me, it was a sign that you've read the writings of Benedict and Francis.
I would say that's where it comes from mostly. It's, you know, Benedict talks about that amazing gift of being, of meeting Jesus and wanting to share with him. The popes generally spoke about that. The redefining our view of what Christianity is. It's not a set of ethics or philosophical expressions or some kind of an ideological experience, but an encounter with a real and a living person. So, yeah, I would say it comes from that language.
Yeah. So the apostles, you know, the apostles and their experience of encountering Christ, but even we 2,000 years away from them are still able to encounter Christ. And how has that happened, or what does that look like in people's lives?
You know, he speaks to us in a lot of different ways. So he speaks to us in the quiet of our heart, and maybe it's that sense of confidence that we can draw upon in times of adversity or in times of need. But, you know, there are various encounters with Christ. For me, again, it was that love of the Eucharist. It was just seeing that as something very, very different. And then that, and I don't know that this is always the way, it was the love of the Eucharist that drew me to want to know him better in the Gospels, you know. But yet, there's another part of encounter that we have to take very seriously, and that is what Mother Teresa would describe as encountering Jesus in the distressing disguise of the poor. And recognizing that Jesus walks among us and really invites the best out of us. And we sometimes encounter Christ by meeting the poor and the needy. You know, I remember Mother Teresa once putting her five fingers up and saying, at the end of the day, look at your hand and say, you did it for me. And what did I do for Jesus today, and what did I not do for Jesus today? Mm. That's a point of encounter that often gets lost.
And it's really in seeing them we see the presence of Christ, and it moves us not just with a sense of pity, but really as an attractiveness.
That's what Mother Teresa would say. She would exactly, you know, people would say, "What are you doing? What you doing?" Yeah, like even caring for the dying in the street. People would say, you're not going to make them better. They're about to die anyway. And she would say, I look into their eyes and I see Jesus. And that, yes, it's an attraction. And it's Jesus drawing the best of us out of ourselves.
If you're tuning in, this is Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. And with me today is Bishop Brennan. We're continuing to discuss his vision for the diocese, and part of that vision is that we might all encounter Christ, and encounter Christ especially in the life of the church. We've been talking about the poor, and what really strikes me, and it's something that I always try to keep in mind with the encounter, is even though it's a pure grace and it's Jesus who breaks into our life and does so unexpectedly, we have to be attentive.
Yes.
To what's before us, to the people before us, mm-hmm. to the happenings in our life, to the situations that we're in, that openness. And I think that it's not that Christ, I mean, we know definitively that every sacrament is an encounter with Christ, but what we have to be is attentive.
Exactly, exactly. Because you can almost gloss over any encounter as just another moment and miss the fact that that the Lord is right there speaking to us. Attentiveness, you know, it trains our eyes. It means training our eyes and training our ears. And that's part of the gift of the Holy Spirit, by the way, too. Mm-hmm. The Holy Spirit can open for us that the eyes and the ears so that we see things in new ways and realize the presence of the Lord in these moments.
I think of the parable of the virgins and the lamp, mm-hmm. you know, that which we so much think about being ready for the second coming or being ready for our death.
Right.
But it's just as much being ready for the encounter that right. we could have with Christ right now.
Right here and right now, precisely. You know, that's a good example. That we prepare ourselves, we listen, we watch. Those are key disciplines in the Christian life.
And engagement, too, because I think especially with social media, with our technology, but really just with work and all of the chores that we have to do, we really aren't open to the possibility that there's people outside of us, and, right. and especially Christ himself outside of
precisely.
Us.
Precisely. Precisely. No, and he's always calling us to something different. The other thing is, it's humbling but important to recognize that hopefully people encounter Jesus Christ through us.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, I often say at confirmation, is it possible that God is sending the Holy Spirit into your life because God wants to be close to somebody else and is sending you in their path? You know, can people encounter Christ in what we say and how we treat them and perhaps the help that we give or the lifting up of a burden mm-hmm. to somebody?
That missionary discipleship that we right. that we talk about, that really that we, you know, because we're engaged with Christ, we're encountering him and we're open and attentive to that encounter, then people can encounter Christ through us.
That's precisely it. And when you think about it, you say, whoa. But it's, again, I it's that joy of the gospel. If we're walking around like everything's a burden,
mm-hmm.
I don't think anybody's going to want to encounter that.
Yeah.
But if people can see the effect that the Lord Jesus has on my life, and how does that translate into what I do? You know, I can be a good social worker and I can do a lot of charity, but people have to see that as connected with that relationship with Jesus Christ.
Yeah. There has to be this attractiveness,
right,
that we're offering something that they don't otherwise have or couldn't have. Yeah. And it's not a rigid moral system or an ideology that we have that the world doesn't have, because they have that in their own ways.
You know, and the disciples, the first apostles, knew that and experienced it right at the beginning. So, you know, Peter and John, after the Pentecost, they're walking past the temple gate. Somebody's begging. And they say, neither silver nor gold do I have, but what I do have, I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ, arise and walk. You know, they knew. They had nothing to give. But what they did have to give was Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And that was more than anything you could ever imagine.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Well, on that note, let's end with a prayer. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, bless our listeners. Bless our bishop. Bless all those who will encounter Christ today, especially those who will encounter him through us. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
You have been listening to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today has been Bishop Brennan. Thank you, Bishop.
Thank you, Father Adam. It's good always to be with you.
Yeah, and until next time, peace and all good.